For the last couple of weeks, I've been referring to Doug Bush by a new name. Perhaps it's good that he's not here with us this morning. You might think, of course, Father Doug Bush, like everyone else, but Father is more of a title, right, than a name. I've been calling him Mad Dog, which his younger brother told me was a nickname he bore back in his high school days, long before going to seminary, long before General Mattis took that nickname over. I think about Mad Dog and that beautiful mass of Thanksgiving he celebrated with family and friends and that reception, strength upon strength. And then I think of one little line from Father Palermo's homily a couple Saturdays past. The question was not, was he strong enough for the priesthood, but was he weak enough? It's not the calculation we normally make. Is he weak enough? Am I weak enough? We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. St. Paul gets us here this morning without even breaking down the tape of Holy Cross linebacker Mad Dog Bush. Weakness, earthen vessels. We are accustomed to cover over scars or aging or weakness, but we're reminded today, as we look around at each other in this community, as we hear the words in 2 Corinthians, as we receive our broken, given Lord in the Eucharist, God's power is greater than our own. God's power shows itself as we humbly acknowledge what we can't and what he can do. Maybe today we take those words to heart a bit. Am I weak enough? We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, allowing those fragile parts in us not to cause us anger or fear or to paper over and hide, but our fragile parts to be compassionate to the fragile parts of another, thus revealing more God's strength. Mad Dog strong, priesthood weak, our reflection this morning.